Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to equip online business owners to step fully into God's purpose for their lives and business with unwavering faith, biblical truth, and essential marketing strategies. Our verse for this season of business is Ephesians 3:20. All glory to God, who is able, through Christ at work within us, to do infinitely more than we might ask or think. Friends, if you're needing inspiration, feeling stuck and unsure of next steps, feeling worn down by trying to tackle everything on your own, or feeling like you are constantly on a hamster wheel producing content but not getting the conversions you want, this podcast is for you. A little business and a lot of Jesus. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, friends. Let's dive in. Welcome, friends. I am so glad you are here for another episode of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. But before we dive into the content, I want to remind you about our 3-day devotional that you can download for free in the show notes. We have got to be operating our business in biblical wisdom and faith, and this devotional will get you on the right track or remind you of some practical ways to do that. So head to the link in our show notes or head to our website at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com and you'll find it there. Also, one more thing, thank you so much for downloading and sharing this podcast. If you have friends who are running their businesses in faith and wanting strategies for scaling, please continue to share. And if you're getting value, I'd sure appreciate it if you'd write a review. That helps us out tremendously. But right now, I want to introduce you to our guest today. She is a new friend of mine from the mastermind that we are both a part of, and she is a magnet. You are going to learn so much from her. She is so fun, but she is also so wise and so intentional about what she does. And so I'm super excited to have her on the podcast today. Haley Carter is the creator of Redemption Unveiled, and she is on a mission to help Christian women discover the reason they are on this earth. What an awesome mission. She does this through her Redemption Unveiled podcast and the Redemption Unveiled membership community that she has. She is a mother of 5 who is passionate about guiding women through life in biblical truth. So Haley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
Excellent. Okay, so we're going to just jump right into the questions here. I know that you are kind of in a transition period. You have been in the last several months of moving from just a place of giving women a ton of value and really helping them along their way into moving this into a business. And in the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, we do talk a lot about walking in confidence in a business, that God can call us to have a mission, but that we can have more of an impact as a business. And so we are all about that. So tell us how you started Redemption Unveiled and then kind of the journey to get to where you are now.
Yeah. So about 6 years ago, well, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, I started having a desire to start a blog. And just like probably most people, I just thought, well, that'll be super easy and it'll be super easy to grow and I will love it. So of course you talk about it for a while. Then I had my 3rd child and I was like, I want to get going on this. So then I started the blog and I like to say like the first week I really decided I was going to learn how to do it. My husband came home from work. I was like, well, I'm quitting. That's too hard. Like I didn't realize all the things I was going to have to learn how to do. So fast forward, that was 6 years ago. And on and off, I wrote in this blog that was successful in some ways and not successful in others. It was successful in the way, which you've taught about this. It helped give me clarity for my voice as I was creating. And then over the last year or two, and you know, COVID was interesting for all of us, it gave me some time to really reflect. And I told my husband probably 2 or 3 years ago, I love the blog, but I feel like I don't have anywhere to take people. Like the people that like it, yeah, they like it. But what else? Like, I'm not completing a journey. I'm just like almost like dropping information. And then if they want to know more, I'm like, well, maybe I'll talk about what you want next week on the blog. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. So over the last few years, I transitioned from blogging to realizing I really wanted to get into podcasting. I love podcasting. It turns out in November I started a podcast, and at the first of the year I joined the mastermind that you're in, and with one goal: to make a dollar. Because in Redemption Unveiled, I didn't understand how to monetize this thing. Like, I know how to teach people, but I don't know how to make money doing it. So that's what my goal for the first 6 months of this year was. And my thought was, if I can learn how to make a dollar, I can learn how to make $10 or $100. You know what I mean? But I don't know how to make one. So I joined the mastermind. That was my goal. I'm probably the only one who's ever had that goal with the mastermind. Just teach me how to make a dollar, because I think I can repeat it if you show me.
I love that. It's so funny. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's how my brain works. I'm like, if you like, teach me how to fish. You know what I mean? Like, right. I need to know, because it's something I don't understand.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. So since you've been in the mastermind, you have started your membership.
Yes.
And you have made a dollar.
I did make a dollar. So end of the story, I am a successful businesswoman. And I think all of you guys are wondering what my secret is. Like I said, I went like January 1st, I truly felt God was like, I want you to join this mastermind. And this is how my brain works. It's like, put your foot on the gas for 6 months. And I have 5 children. I'm married. I have obviously other things going on, but I truly felt like for this 6 months, I needed to have this as my goal, to have a main focus on these things. So I very quickly, I think in February, I launched my course for March. I did a first course on boundaries. And then I did a private Bible study. That was a 4-week Bible study in maybe April. And then Then I started my community, because I realized the courses were great, but it's definitely a boom. And then what's next? And I realized I need somewhere to have people that love what I'm teaching, but it's a more continual just process of, let's live life together and continue to uncover the purposes God has for us. Because no matter who you are, it's always evolving in our understanding and what God is challenging us in, our challenges with our relationships. So that's why I did the membership. And then actually last month, I ended up offering a last minute course because I felt like God wanted me to do it. So then I finished my 6 months in the mastermind, and or in the first 6 month commitment, I ended up renewing just because I felt like God was like, there's more for you. There's more. I need to teach you a little bit more. So obviously there will always be more to learn, but I feel like I'm definitely not foot on the gas. I have 5 children home with me this summer. So I'm like, Haley, just keep going. Right. But that's what we're doing. So that's kind of been this year. It was like podcast, courses. And if I was just to say one thing that I've learned with making a dollar plus more dollars, is that without a doubt, the biggest thing that held me back, and now being around many other entrepreneur women, I think that the planning stage is a huge, like, it can be a huge reason not to start, because you don't know what you're doing. And I know for me, definitely for years, I'm like, well, I need to have the plan and then I'll do what you ask me to do. And what I am learning so much is, like, God says, you do, And then I equip you. And you can't expect to master something you're not doing. So just start doing it, and then you'll become a master at it by doing, not by just studying it or talking about it or thinking or praying, which all those things are great. But at some point, faith without works is dead. And God's showing me, Haley, these things I say are real. Get yourself out of the boat and put yourself out there. And you may look like an idiot. That was a big thing, like on my podcast so many times. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, like my first week in my community, it's all through a private podcast. My first week, it all failed. Like everything failed. Nobody was able to get it. And I'm like spiraling out of control.
Right.
Because I'm like, I just sold this first thing to people. They're paying me. And, you know, it's easy to say, well, now they're paying me. And it's, you know, and of course, everybody else is just living their lives. Like no one else cares. But for me, I'm like, I'm having a breakdown.
Right.
And I just truly felt like it was almost like a God thing, like showing me, okay, Haley, you need to calm your heart. Look, even if everyone who joined your community leaves, you're learning how to do these things, which no one did.
Right.
But it's just, it's all about doing. And now I'm like, oh, just get it done. Even if it's horrible, you're like, oh, wow, I'll change that next time. But at least now I have all of this stuff that I learned for next time.
Yes. I think that's so wise. And I think, you know, again, to kind of merge what we are doing, as you're leading women to walk in their purpose and I'm leading people to grow their businesses in faith, neither of those things will be accomplished unless you take the steps first. So that when God is prompting you to move in a direction, or it's biblical, right? Like we don't need to be prompted to serve people. Like it tells us to serve people. If an opportunity comes up, go serve people.
Right.
But when we are obedient, that's when our faith grows. And then that's when God blesses. Right?
Right.
It doesn't go the other way around. He's not going to like drop 40 grand in your lap and then be like, okay, now start your business. No, he's going to say, put it out there. I'm giving you a message, put it out there and then let me bless it. And it may not be with 40 grand in your first course.
Right.
It may be with a dollar. It may be with $37. But the point is that it's all a journey. God has that path laid out. But he's not necessarily telling us, because if he told us everything, there would be no faith.
There'd exactly.
Be no faith. And we cannot get to where God wants us, whether it's in parenting, in life, in business, if we are not operating in faith, because we're too limited.
And so my husband is a very different brain than me. He is a CPA. And he's the accountant brain, and he does not understand. I mean, he fully trusts me if I'm like, no, God's wanted me to do that. That's not an issue. But there's times when now that I'm doing a businessy thing, he's like, Haley, just, you know, this is how you run a business. And I'm having to kind of merge. Like, he's like, well, what, how much are you bringing in or what? I'm like, no, we don't know. I don't know that. Like, I'm like, no, I'm just doing what God's asking me to do. And so I'm trying to like blend the financial side, but yet not walking away from this way of just like, hey, God's leading me to this. I'm sorry, I don't have the money, babe. But like, he's leading me here, which it's been really cool. Cause actually it actually is making money. I'm like, I mean, cause we had to pay, you know, just some basics for the blog. I mean, it wasn't a lot of money, but for years he's been, like we have been paying for this thing. And I like, even my first goal was like, I want to stop losing money for our family. Like, so at least it's paying for itself. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I have enough money. I can hire someone to do some of these things to help free up. And then it starts snowballing. You're like, ooh, the snowballing is fun. Like, I really like seeing how it all starts rolling together and you do become equipped along the journey. And thankfully, like I said, he's very supportive of my brain, but we definitely have conversations where he and I both acknowledge, he'll say, I don't understand your brain, but I respect it. I'm like, yes, that's good. But if you could run some numbers for me, that would be great too, babe. So I'm sure he'll love me at tax season. He's like, what in the world? We don't have to talk about that now.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. You know, I think that that's one of the reasons why I wrote that 3-day devotion, because I was reading in the Bible, and there was just so much in there about wisdom, you know, and right. faith and wisdom biblically go hand in hand. But if you are trying to be wise by earthly standards, they don't, because they're going to say, have all your ducks in a row. It's going to say, you know, don't overstep. Stay in your comfort right. zone, you know, and it's not biblical wisdom.
I know.
The Bible is super clear on what biblical wisdom is. And so, you know, when we can align our decisions with biblical wisdom, we know that even if we don't get the outcome that we thought we were going to have, you know, right. we know that God's going to bless that, and it's going to be better than what we even expected. So we might not get like the monetary
right.
piece of it, but we get the learning piece of it, or we connect with somebody that then connects us to something else. And then we're going in this direction that we hadn't even thought about, but that right. ends up being bigger than what we ever thought in the first place.
It's so true. And that's like, when I look back at the years I did my blog, which I've actually thought about restarting the blog now that it's just, you know, there's a lot of things going on, but when I look at those years, it could be so easy to say they really didn't have, like, they didn't turn into what I wanted, you know, what right. I expected them to turn into. And yet, when I look at it, it's like that 5 years of blogging, I feel like it was like my college degree and what I'm created for, in the way that it taught me how to put myself out there. How to say what God wanted me to say, even if I wasn't getting response. How to deal with the response, good and bad. How to learn that some of my friends will support me and some of them won't. How to learn how to deal with it when someone you're really close to never says a word to you about the thing that you're doing. You know, like all of these things that I didn't know were part of the journey. When you think these people are going to support you and they don't. Or right. you just think it's going to go a certain way and it doesn't. But I learned, and even second guessing yourself. I mean, when you put yourself out there, no matter what you're doing, you show up, and then as you're turning around, you're just thinking about, should I have done this? Should I have done that? You know, you're second guessing so many things. And now I understand, oh, that doesn't mean I did it wrong. That's part of the journey of being seen right. in this world. Whether it be you were doing a public speaking, or you started a business, or you did this or you did that, is like I showed myself, and now I have to deal with the fact that I'm second guessing or wondering what people think about it. Right. So it was all this stuff, and not just that, I had done it for so long. There were people that when I started my podcast, I didn't have to start at square one because there was a whole group of people that understood what I was gonna, you know, my perspective on life. I see things differently. I'm kind of a mix between, I really like to have fun, like a big fun girl, but I really like to be serious too. And I want to talk about like the depths of life, like our biggest life issues, you know? So it's like learning my voice. And so all of that, it's like when you, if I could have just looked at the time doing my blog is like a waste. And yet all of these things lead you to the next thing that God calls you to do. If you take his promises and you take what he has for you and you let even your disappointments heal you, and then you hear, what are you saying to me now? You know?
Right. Oh, 100%. I just did a podcast episode on long form content, and specifically yes. a blog. And I am a huge proponent of doing long form content, because I do think that that is where we can really operate in integrity. I think it's easy right. to hide behind social media sometimes, right. with just like yeah. bloop, 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 bloop. But when we really start putting the message out that God has given us in long form content, I do think that's where we get clarity. I do think that
that's so true.
You learn all of those things, and you probably can go back to years of your blogs
right.
and repurpose the content for your right. podcast today.
Right.
Right. So it wasn't a waste in that form either.
I know. There's honestly, I feel like there's like a treasure there that I haven't even really tapped into at this point, but I do. I like, that's kind of part of the vision of the future of, I just feel like God is so good to us when at times when we don't give up and we say, God, I trust you. And even though I don't see it, because I mean, we're talking months of my life, years of my life where I'm like, I am so confused. Why do I not have clarity, but yet still feeling called to like stick in there? Why is this so discouraging? I almost consider it like a workout where every week I showed up and I didn't care if I felt like it. I didn't care if I, and I would work on it after the kids went to bed or nap time. I mean, it's almost embarrassing sometimes when I think about how much I worked on this blog, but I just think about it. It's like God was doing something in me. And I think about how many entrepreneurs that listen to this podcast are just like, what is the point of this? Well, what if the point? Yes. I mean, I'm all about like, let's find a way to make it work and make it financially work. But what if the real point is God is healing me of something? Like,
yes.
There was so much he healed in me of this fear of what if. And he's so good to heal us when we seek that. But if our goal is only like, oh, I want to be successful. Well, good luck with that if you're walking with God, you know, because he likes to take the long way from my experience.
Yes, because he's going to do it the right way.
Yeah. You
know? And so,
he cares so much about healing us, like right. Way more, even though I say, God, you know, your will be done. Well, his will is for me to be healed, for all of us to be healed. And he does that through our relationships and through our purpose. And those are the things that challenge our identity. So I don't know. I love it. I literally love this journey. I always had a dream of having 5 kids. That was just kind of my dream. I wanted to be a mom and I wanted to have 5 children. And so after I had my 5th, it was a little bit like, okay, what's my next dream? You know, I mean, if I'm just being honest, because like, okay, this was like always a big thing of the next child I was birthing. And so this has been really cool to say like, hey, God's like, we don't, like it all rolls to the next dream or the next purpose he has on our life.
Yeah. Oh, I love the way you just said that. And I think that when we are putting the work in to like have a blog or have a podcast, that's where he navigates through that, you know?
Right.
And I think for a lot of us, for those of us that are operating in a place of our passion, we're, you know, some people are passionate about being an entrepreneur and that's awesome. Like God put that in their heart and they can kind of go from like, I make reads and then I help people make reads and then and there's always a bigger thing there. But you and I thank God for this every day, but with both of the facets of my business, my content is what I am passionate about.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful for that, but right. It can also be overwhelming sometimes because
oh my gosh, yes. The
education system and there's about a bazillion things, a bazillion paths that you can go down, all of these things that need to be fixed or whatnot.
Right.
And, so having that blog really helped me, like, what am I writing about? What am I observing in classes? What's really sticking with me? What conversations with teachers are sticking with me? And it helped me I'm still passionate about all of these things, but it really helped me kind of focus into what I could become the expert in. And so, anyways.
I agree.
But it is not always easy.
No, it's literally so horrible.
It's really never easy. Never easy.
It's so weird, but I was just telling, this is the funny thing about me, and maybe no one else will understand this, because maybe this is just my personality or whatever, but I like things to be easy, and I'm always kind of striving for that next easy thing, or I want to get rid of all the problems so that it's easy. Well, I've realized this about myself, is I'm motivated by getting rid of the problem, but like 30 minutes after it's easy, I'm bored. So I told my husband a week or two ago that I'm like, I'm going to stop saying, like being driven so much by getting rid of the problems, or, oh, I need to do this now. Now I'll be happy when I get here, because I'm realizing, and I think it's something God put in me of just, I actually love to find solutions to problems. That's actually my calling. Even I teach a lot about relationships and purpose and identity in Redemption Unveiled. That is truly my passion. But that's where all my content comes from. I take a problem And I go in there and I like try to sort it all out to find clarity where there's confusion and to teach people things so that they're not trapped by their confusion in their relationships or in their discouragement, in their disappointment, in their purpose, and in those things revealing who God is and who we are.
Yeah.
And so, but I just think that that's for me. And like I said, maybe not everyone's like that. Like we are actually created to be people that have solutions to problems.
Right.
And we have this mindset that actually we hate our problems. I'm not actually convinced of that. I actually think maybe we don't like, of course, not being strong enough to find solutions, but I actually am kind of learning myself, like, Haley, stop saying, like, stop living in that mindset that you're just trying to get rid of all the problems in your business. Cause actually you love being the problem solver. And if you don't have problems, then you can't solve them. So I'm like, okay, maybe I need to find a place in this journey for my problems. And yeah, I keep knocking them down. So I'm not dealing with, who wants to deal with the same problems over and over, but definitely like, okay, I solved that problem, next.
You know? Right.
Let's go.
So I am with you on that. Although I have never heard it said in the way that you just said it. I love being a problem solver. That's one of the things with our son that I really try to speak into him. Like, hold on, we're problem solvers. We're problem solvers.
Yeah, that's great. We have
a phrase, it's not biblical, but it says, a calm mind always wins. A calm mind always wins. And so
that's
when we start to feel like, stop.
Yeah.
Calm mind always wins. And I do think that when we can acknowledge, especially as entrepreneurs, or as parents, or in whatever realm of life that we're focusing on, that we will have problems.
Right.
So we can't spit. I feel like people, I mean, we keep generalizing and blaming the younger generations, but especially in this like 20 something, you know, it's this avoidance of problems is like the goal. And so, you know, if we get hired somewhere, but there's a problem, this is not where I'm supposed to be. And I back out. If I am a new teacher, but there's problems, this is not my best day. I'm backing out. Instead of like, problems are our stepping stones to growth. And if we don't have problems to solve, we will never grow. And so that's kind of the mentality that I look at it is, that without these, I'm stuck.
Yeah,
with these, absolutely. I'm moving ahead, but
that's great.
But I like the way that you said that, though. Okay, so I could talk to you all day, but as we kind of come to a place of close here, can you give us? And I know that this is such a deep topic, and I'm asking you to give us kind of something off the surface, but I know that my listeners are also going to want to be your listeners and go to Redemption Unveiled podcast and follow you for more stuff on this. But can you give us a few tips? What do you tell people to help them discover their reason for being on earth?
Yes, I can. And like you said, we could talk all day on this, but what I have determined, what God has shown me, is that each one of us are called to do three things on this earth. We are called to do, that's our purpose, and that is where we are seen. And so many people don't want to put themselves out there and do what God is asking them, do their good works, do the thing, the dreams that are inside of them, because we're scared to be seen. As soon as we put ourselves out there in the world, it's scary. I don't care what it is. If it's a new business or a podcast, or if you even, it doesn't even have to be that. You could just, God could just be asking you to do something that makes you feel uncomfortable.
Right.
And it's scary. So I believe we're called to do, which is our purpose, and we're called to be seen. And then I feel we're called to belong. We are called to know that we belong, and that's our relationships. And our relationships are where we actually, that's where we are known. That's where we learn to be known. You know, we can all, and this is where you'll see some people are super successful in their career life, but they struggle with the relationship. So often it's like, yeah, I can be seen and I know how to do that, but I don't know how to be known. And that's scary because that's deeper. But what God has shown me all through those things is he uses those things to reveal who he is in our walk and who we are. Because the ultimate goal of my life is to become free and healed, to be the person God created me to be, which is where Redemption Unveiled comes from. It's Romans 8, where it says creation is longing for the children of God to be unveiled. This was a aha moment of me, or for me, years ago, a decade ago, because I was raised in the Christian culture where I believed I needed to become something. And God shifted me like, no, I don't need you to become something. I need you to be free to be you. And it sent me along this whole journey. And this has been, like I said, a decade of learning and finding solutions to these problems of how do I do this? And so we're looking to matter. We're looking to belong. But the real question is, am I enough? And that's the question that God wants to answer for each of us. But yet it's this mixture of things where you have to do what he says to do. You have to learn how to have relationships, learn how to love. You have to learn these things. And as you learn those things, he brings it around to heal me. It is when those problems arise that I realize how weak I am and how God comes and loves me and heals me and shows me my brokenness and shows me the things. And then he heals me and then he calls me back out. And he wants us to be a people. Like, his church is relationships. That's what church means. He wants us to be a people that live in community. But he wants us to be a people that have a purpose. He wants us to know that we matter, to know that we belong, to know that we're enough. And so for me personally, I found that entrepreneurship is hugely healing. Like, it's a beautiful thing to do, to put myself out there, be seen in the world and say, I am here and I matter. I don't care what anyone else says. Me and God are learning this thing together. And I put myself out there and then I have fear, or I, you know, feel ashamed, or I fail. And then I come back and God shows me once again who I am. He heals me. And then I put myself out there, and it goes the same with my relationships. I have amazing relationships. I have a great church family. And yet I walk with betrayal. You have to learn boundaries. You have to learn, how do you deal with the fact that relationships, I always say, relationships are the best thing, in my opinion, on this earth. And yet they are the thing that suck the most. I mean, relationships suck. They are so hurtful. They're so disappointing. And yet I am convinced that they're worth it all. And so it's funny, because the two real courses that I've offered, the first one was on boundaries, and this fall I'm offering one on betrayal. And I am telling you what, Jen, this one is, I'm so excited. Like, I want to help people understand why you were betrayed, what exactly the things you need to have in a healthy relationship, and what they failed in you. And not just that, but how you can build back your life with them if you're called to. And so I'm just a geek on this stuff. Like, this is what I go to bed thinking about it. I wake up thinking about it. This is just Haley. Like, I'm obsessed with relationships and purpose and finding healing and living the life that we're created for.
Yes. I love it. Well, you speak truth in very understandable and direct ways. You speak truth from biblical truth, not from the world's perspective. And you talk on topics in your podcast that, are going to be relevant to everyone at some point. Right. And, that's what I really love about what you're doing.
Thank you.
I think that it's been so fun, even in the few months that I've known you, to, watch you just really step out into this place. It's like you have all of this pent up inside of you, and now that you're on that, you've gotten that ball rolling, it's so fun right. to watch you just kind of explode out there. And so I can't wait to see what you do
thank
next.
You
but thank you so much for hanging out with me on this episode.
Of course, I loved every minute.
Okay. So before we go, Haley, tell us where, I mean, we've mentioned your podcast several times, the Redemption Unveiled podcast, but tell our listeners where they can find you, where they can follow you.
Yes. Yeah, so I definitely say my podcast, my Instagram, and on my Instagram, you can link to get on my email list. And that's really fun because you get an email every week that just kind of, it's kind of a blog style article that has a little teaching in it. So I would say my email list, Instagram, I am on Facebook, I'm on TikTok, you know, I'm trying to learn all the ways, but those are the best ways. And I'm Redemption Unveiled everywhere. So, and I have a personal Instagram of people like to follow, just my kids. It's Haley Marie Carter. So
yes. And she's hilarious. Yeah. she's hilarious, which I guess you have to be if you have five kids that are all under the age of what? How old is your oldest?
My oldest just turned 11, and my youngest two are, well, he just turned 3, but they're 3 and 1, and they're just like, my hands are full. Hands are very full.
They're crazy. Yeah.
They're a mess.
Okay. So, again, I want to remind everyone, if you want that free 3-day devotional on wisdom and faith in business, click the link in the show notes or head over to our website at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com. So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, follow us at Instagram at The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur or on Facebook at jenkleiber.thefaithfilledentrepreneur to get business strategies, biblical truth for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. We're on TikTok now too. And you can always check out thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. Bye for now.